Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WGR.
It's hard to find an expert more dedicated than John Clayton.
Sports Radio 550.
He's the consummate pro.
It's John Clayton.
Hey, Mom!
With Shope and the Bulldog.
John Clayton is being brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Welcome back. We've got the Sabres tonight, but let's first enjoy our weekly chat with John Clayton. John, how are you? You met Josh. How did that go?
Good. I mean, it was so brief. I was getting worried because, you know, we were like 5 after the hour, and it's like, Josh called like about, 15 seconds before getting on the air with you because he was just finishing up his tape report.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's like, hi, Josh. Nice to meet you.
It's me. I'm having a tough time lately getting us out on time. So I know there's been a memo, and we're just having too many good conversations, John. This has surely happened to you, maybe at ESPN, where you just can't stop. They want you to, you got to wrap it up. But, you know, it feels wrong. It feels like this is too interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's my story. Okay.
Yeah, we'll try to make this that then.
Yes. John, we were discussing whether or not you would say that the Bills, in your opinion, are the best team in the NFL. Would you say that?
Right now, I'd say, I guess you could say that. I mean, you know, the only thing you would argue is that Arizona's 7-0. But, what I did from that is that I had to do a Washington Post piece this week, and I had to pick the MVPs. And they said, pick 5 MVPs. And I said, no, there's more than 5. And I counted up 10, and that excludes Derek Carr and an injured Russell Wilson. Because once Russell Wilson gets back on the field, which it will be in a couple weeks, you know, he'll get back in the mix. But what I did is that I put Kyler Murray at number one, not to be angry at Josh Allen. Obviously, Tom Brady number two, and then Josh Allen number three. But I guess when you're talking teams, you know, even though Arizona's the only undefeated team, and you know, it's really kind of gone through a little bit of a tough schedule, I think you make the argument that Buffalo's number one.
Yeah, the Arizona, and not Tampa.
No, Tampa Bay number two. They lost to the Rams.
They did. They did. Right. And Arizona beat the Rams. That's right. So that's very clean right there. That's clean.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is all a long way to go to, I guess in a certain way, ask you just how impressed you were with the Bills on Sunday night, John, because you know how we are, and you can imagine what the build up to this game was like. The players, of course, said all the right things all week long, and maybe they believe them. I don't know. I don't need to be skeptical of that, but we from the outside were like, I need to see this team beat the Chiefs. I need to see this team play well against the Chiefs. And they not only played well and beat them, they drummed them.
Mm-hmm. No, agreed. And they did it on the road, which was even more impressive because you know how loud that crowd was in Kansas City. I mean, as loud as maybe Seattle, but right up there in the top two or three. And so to be able to go there, have the ability to get the signals called, do all those different things, you know, do well on defense, you know, get the key turnovers when necessary. And, say what you want. It's like you notice when I said, you know, Kyler Murray number one, Tom Brady number two, and then Josh Allen number three. Where's Patrick Mahomes? Mm-hmm. He was because I still consider Patrick the most talented quarterback in the league. But, you know, obviously, you know, I have him down, you know, probably about six or seven right now, you know, in the last 13 games. Oh, you know, I guess it goes back to last year. And in 14 games, he's thrown 13 interceptions. He's throwing more interceptions this year than he ever has in his career and making more mistakes than he has at any time in his career. You're not seeing that with Josh Allen.
No, and the obvious thing to say, I think, is that the Chiefs are suffering from some sort of they're bored, you know, or like last year, two Super Bowls in a row. That's sort of the knee-jerk kind of assumption that people would tend to make. I don't know. Maybe there's some truth in that, but it's not like, you know, they were beating everybody by a lot last year either. Second half of their season, they were almost all close games. And, you know, their loss to the Chargers was obviously a close game, but less so this one. I thought they looked off, and maybe they have all year, Kansas City.
Well, first off, I mean, the defense is so much off compared to last year. You know, he revamped the offensive line. That's different. So when you put that all together, it's not as good of a team this year as it was last year, and they're paying the price. And, I mean, you go back with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, even many times last year, was able to come back and get that fourth quarter comeback. Well, guess what? This year, it's not the same. I mean, he's not getting those fourth quarter comebacks as well. I mean, sure, he's putting himself in a position to get the comeback, but in a key situation, he'll throw an interception. While he was healthy, Clyde Edwards-Helaire would have a fumble, and then they'd lose that opportunity to come back.
John, you've probably voted for the MVP award.
Yeah. Well, not yet. I mean,
no, I don't mean this year, but historically.
Yeah.
Is it? It's 50 voters, media members, right? And it changes year to year. Is that right?
Not too much. No,
I mean, not too much.
You know, if somebody comes off a beat or something like that. I mean, it's an AP vote, and you know, AP doesn't make too many changes as long as you know, you're working and doing a good job. I mean, they'll ask you at the beginning of the off season if you want to continue, and naturally, you want to continue because it's such prestige to be able to make the vote like that. But no, there's not a lot of changes.
It's funny, the Heisman works like that. I was a Heisman voter for almost 20 years, and you get an email like in August or so, and like, are you still covering college football or talking about it, whatever, based on what your job is, you know, yes. And, you know, for a few years there, I really wasn't. Like, we don't do a lot of college football in here. And so this year, last year, it hit me, like, I didn't get that email. And so I wrote the guy, I'm like, was there a mistake? He's like, no, we just realized, like, based on your website or something, that there wasn't really any college football content. So we pulled your vote. I'm like, okay, well, that seems right. You know, I deserve that because really, you know, with the Heisman, I would just sort of like scramble at the last minute and talk to some people and make a call. But I wasn't like diligent about it. I'm certainly not on the beat. So anyway, that's a good thing for this award. I love this race. I was writing about it myself a couple days ago. And like you said it with Mahomes, right? Like you've got a number of guys here who all have makeable arguments, Jackson and Rodgers and maybe others, Prescott. So this is going to be a really fun year, a great year for this.
Yeah, because when I did the list for the post, you know, I had 10 players. I had Derrick Henry as number 10 as the only non-quarterback, but 9 of the 10 were all quarterbacks. And you can see, you can make an argument for just about every one. Like, for example, you know, Lamar Jackson had the incredible game Monday, and I felt bad, but I had him down at number 4. Then, because I just did not want to put him above Josh Allen. Then, you know, number 5, obviously you have Aaron Rodgers, and then you go through the list, and the list is really impressive. And again, it's a quarterback-driven league, and when you have 9 quarterbacks that, at least on my list, that are good enough to be MVP candidates, what's that say? Because, I mean, you look at all 4 teams, I mean, all the teams, of the 9 quarterbacks, the only team that has a losing record is the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think there's only like 15 teams right now in the league with winning records.
Mm-hmm. John Clayton with us here on the Western Hotline. Well, John, I mean, the Bills, with that win, impressive as it was, are in super shape with respect to the standings. The division looks pretty easy, relatively speaking. And the conference, like, there are two other, I think two, Baltimore and the Chargers, who play each other, by the way, on Sunday, 4-1 teams. But with the schedule the Bills have, they would look to have a pretty good advantage over those teams, I would say. You know the schedules well. I know that's like a that's an angle where you've spent a lot of time thinking about it. Would you agree with that?
No, I would agree because, again, so much of the schedule has to do with what you know, what division teams are you playing in the AFC, what division players teams are you playing in the NFC, and then the division itself. And all of a sudden, you know, the AFC East looks so much easier. I mean, you look at New England, again, it's like, you know, they're just average. I mean, you know, they've got Mac Jones at quarterback. They're, you know, pretty good on defense. But despite all the additions they've had on offense, they've been average. And then you look at Miami, I'm just baffled by their bad start because they're, I mean, one win so far. I mean, and again, you can see some panic going on with them down there. And, of course, you know, the New York Jets are terrible. So it's like, I mean, you look at that and you think the possibility is there to go 5-1 or 6-0 in a division. And if you can do that and get a good out-of-division schedule, then you're looking at, you know, 12, 13 wins.
John, it's been a tumultuous week. Last week at this time when we would have spoken, we didn't know anything about John Gruden's emails. By Friday night, we did. And by Monday night, he was no longer the coach of the Raiders. Where do you think this is headed next? There's been a lot of clamor for more emails to be released. The league, I think, you know, would prefer not to because ownership could be compromised. It's not just the Washington football team. Do you have an idea of where this might be heading next?
Well, I think it's pretty well ended. The only thing that needs to be concluded is what happens with the Washington football team, because nothing's happened to them. I mean, the only thing's happened with the Washington investigation where 40 women were complaining about the workday environment being so bad and, you know, naked pictures being emailed back and forth, naked pictures being taken, harassment in the building. Nothing's happened there. And the only thing that's happened from the Washington investigation is that John Gruden gets fired because of the emails he sent, and Adam Schefter gets caught sending a story to Bruce Allen and saying, hey, could you finish this up for me to get this right? And, you know, he had to apologize for that. It's not going to get him in big trouble, but again, you know, he gets reviewed for that and all that stuff. And, you know, it was a mistake that he made because that's just not good journalism. But, I mean, when you look at the Washington investigation, nothing happens to Washington and right. Something happens to Gruden and Adam Schefter.
John, the Schefter part, we haven't really talked about that, but I mean, how would you navigate that, or how do you see that? Like, I mean, I think especially with some of the wording that was reported, you would not want a reporter to know that he is doing how that read, right? Like, he's going to one party in the story and asking, like, just, is there anything I've missed? Kind of. And that's wrong. Mm-hmm. But I mean, don't most people understand, like, in terms of Schefter or Ian Rappaport, I would say this about as well. Like, you have to know that there is, like, sort of, there's access. There's a lot. I've said about Schefter before, I bet he knows a lot of the draft picks before the draft. Things like that, that he's privy to, that he's not reporting because it's really, he doesn't work for the league per se, but he kind of does. And so, you know, I guess this isn't like, I don't mean this personally toward him, but this isn't like really surprising to me that this would have happened or this kind of thing would have happened. And, you know, also it's not surprising to me that it would have happened on the league side.
Yeah, but also it's like, if I'm not mistaken, it didn't have anything to do with the draft. It had to do
I know. I just meant that as an example of, like, I think he probably has a lot of information that, you know, it's just a, you tell us. I mean, you're the one sort of in that job for many years. There's a trade-off that a reporter makes.
The trade-off is you protect your sources, right? And obviously, I mean, Adam protected, Bruce Allen because nothing came out until now, and we're talking a story that's 10 years old. But, what you're looking at is that, you can't betray your sources. Like, somebody asked me today, because, particularly even more so back in the ESPN days, I'd call up a general manager, and, you know, you share information, right? And what you're talking about sharing, things that you're seeing, in my case, I'm always trying to find the NFL trend before the general manager finds the trend. And then, of course, you share that and then do that. But, like, for example, I used to call so many GMs before the draft, you know, either the night before the draft or the day of the draft. And, of course, you know, they said, well, geez, I mean, are you sharing what you're hearing from the other GMs? I said, no, I'm not. I said, well, I'm sharing the trends that I hear based on talking to a lot of people. But the one thing is, and you can both appreciate this, if you ask a GM, hey, who are you going to draft? They're not going to tell you. So you don't ask the stupid question. And it's a stupid question to ask because you're not going to get an answer. So they said, well, boy, do you share what with another general manager what the other guy says? It's like, no, because he's not going to tell me
well,
anything.
Well, you know, John, right. I'm sorry for using the draft as an example. I just mean, like, in general, I think there's a lot of information those guys have to know that they're just not reporting. I mean, Schefter is first to everything. Like, every Saturday night or Sunday morning, he's first with all the inactives. He's first on everything. So, like, it's how it works, you know? And so this sort of reveals a line being crossed, it would seem, where he's asking this person on management side to help him with this story. And, you know, that seems egregious. But it's also, like, to me, as I'm trying to get across here, I feel like, well, of course, you know? I mean...
Mm-hmm.
To a point. I don't know if I'm saying too much by that, but
I can understand it because, I mean, you know me with the database and you know me with the schedule and you know me with all the little fine details I try to follow. You know, sometimes it's going to be there's some topics that are a little bit more difficult than you follow. And so, like, for like again, you know, I've done the lockouts and strikes since, 1982? And actually, I go back even into the 70s with some of the strikes there, but there wasn't the, you know, the problem with the cap and things of that nature. And so it gets real complicated in trying to figure out what's it going to do. And believe me, it's like having worked with Adam and having the greatest respect in the world for Adam because he's so good at what he does. I mean, he's not as up to date on, and particularly back in 2011, on the labor part of things. And so you can understand where he's going to reach out and ask, but you don't do it by sending the story.
Okay, of course, right. Well, fun times here. I mean, it's reminiscent of the early 90s teams, and this team is really putting on a show here week after week, record for most weeks in a row, leading at the half. A lot of things are going well. You and Josh are getting along. There's just a lot to like about life now.
We had 8 good seconds together.
I'm thinking of a line I won't say. Okay. Enjoy the Kraken. Tough start, 0-1, but I feel like they'll bounce back.
Oh, yeah. They played a good game. I mean, again, you can see they were not as athletic and talented as the Las Vegas team because obviously the Vegas team is a contender every year right now, but you can see they're resilient. And so here in their first game, they fell behind 3-0. They came back and made it 3-2. They came back and make it a good game, and they lost on a play that you probably like. I don't. It's like, the guy kicked the puck into the goal with his skate, and they gave him the goal.
Wow.
I didn't like
it. No distinct kicking motion.
Get used to hockey. Get used to hockey.
I know. Right.
Yeah, John, there's a lot of this, John.
Seattle hoping to join Vegas as the only two franchises to have been good their entire existence.
Mm-hmm. I think they will be.
Thank you. John, thanks. Talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks.
John
there
Clayton.
You go. John Clayton's weekly appearance with us, always brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
I think Seattle should be good, but we'll see. We don't know. Vegas has always been good forever. They've always been really good. They've never had tough times.
I don't know. I mean, I know the division is weak, and they got they're getting a decent amount of credit moving into the season. Like people like the build of the roster and all that, but they weren't as aggressive as Vegas at the expansion draft, and I don't know. I'm curious to see. I think the division being weak is their best thing. Like I mean, Vegas was like a can't miss playoff team almost from the minute the season started. Seattle, I might set my sights a little lower. Like they should, maybe they'll contend for a playoff spot, but I don't think they're going to be Vegas myself.
All right. Speaking of tough times, I mentioned that those two words. What kind of year are we looking at here? I think, you know, it might not be the best. Sabres and Canadiens open tonight. Well, Montreal has already played. The Sabres open their season tonight. We have pregame at 6, and Paul Hamilton will join us for that. If you want to join us yourself, 803-0550 is the number. We'll be talking about the season opener as we continue here after sports. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, Owen had a tremendous first weekend. They have an exciting team. I talk about a player who's being put in all situations, you know, big minutes, continuing to grow and learn. And we knew that when we drafted him, and we're comfortable with that. I think Owen is extremely mature. He knows that there were certain things that he wanted to get better at, and this is an opportunity to do that.
Kevin Adams is already taking questions on Bulldog's son. No, a different Owen. Different Owen. Owen Power. Ha 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 ha.
Can we get Josh, can you get the music up just a little bit for a second? All right.
Josh is still on, he's still on the phone with Clayton.
I will take this opportunity to pump up my boys, my boys and lady. Leroy Towns, Friday night, Ironworks, the fourth annual Tom Petty Bash, and I'll be playing that song that we just heard.
Oh yeah,
with them near the end of the night. Yeah, it's a long night, like a 3-hour show, 30 or more songs. I mean, they cover the Petty catalog, the hits, the deep cuts, Mudcrutch, all of it. And near the end, I'll be playing that one with them. So come on out, be a great night. In fact, people who are on their way to the Sabres game tonight, if you're looking for a hang afterward, that same band, without me, I won't be there tonight, is playing at Ironworks for free after the hockey game. Just sort of like warming up. I don't think they're playing a Petty set, but they're playing their usual originals tonight at Ironworks after the hockey game. So Leroy Towns Band, man, get on it.
Was that Freebird or was that not Freebird, that song
that
we just heard?
That was not. It was hard. That's why I asked Josh to turn up. It was a little hard for me to tell at first, but no, it was not.
Was it Running Down a Dream?
No, it was,
was
not.
Was it was not Free Fallin'? I know that.
No.
It was not Freebird.
You Wreck Me.
You Wreck Me. I know it, but I didn't know the name. Yep. I guess I didn't know it. This is where Tom Sish would yell at me if he were here. You don't know it if you don't know the name. It's not enough to just know the
you
bridge.
And the rest of the free world would go. I mean, you can't go see Petty. You could come to this show tomorrow night, and there's going to be more than 30 songs. I'll bet you if you've never listened to a Tom Petty record, you will know 20 of them.
Okay. I never have, like, so okay.
You wreck me would be one of these songs. You know, maybe don't know it by name, or you maybe you think you know, but you're not sure. But it starts and you go like, oh, this song. Yeah,
yep.
I know this song.
Yep.
Like the Petty, his catalog is littered with those songs. You go see him and be like, he could leave out your 10 favorite songs and still blow you away. It's such a deep catalog.
It's a good compliment.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully a lot of people are down there tonight. You know, I want to root for that. It's just such a weird occasion here. For years, not only have, like I talked about earlier, like for like many others, personally been super amped up for opening night. It's the best, best night of the year. Just like you're back. It feels so good. You're back in there with your friends, your extended friends that you just know from where you sit. We did a group for years, and those people would sit and just meeting in the intermissions and doing all of that. And the game, very low-pressure game. I mean, game one, come on. Like, it's just not life or death. The Sabres lost that one to the Islanders when they raised the President's Trophy banner. And I was like, okay, well, that's not great. But still, like, for the most part, the pressure's really not on. It's the opener. It's just such a happy occasion. In my case, I'm not there tonight, as we don't have our tickets anymore, my wife and I. And also, like, you and I are not down there. When was the last time you and I were not down there for an opener? Last year, I guess.
Right,
but
yeah.
Just really, like, that's pretty strange. You talk about people going to this bar and going to the game, and, you know, we're just kind of in our usual seats here.
Yeah. I mean, you said it already. I mean, I hope for the best. I hope more people show up there than I'm bracing for, and I hope it goes well. And, you know, whatever, it's the first game of 82. We'll see. I mean, they have a chance to kick expectations, you know, right between the legs if they can, you know, get off to a good start even. Maybe we'll get into this with Paul in about half an hour or so. He and I were talking before our show started today, and he said, you know, have you looked at the schedule? Like, I admitted, no. I know they have Montreal tonight and then Arizona Saturday afternoon and then two more home games, but I can't tell you sitting here right now who they're against. I could look easily enough, but the point is I'm not there, right? When Paul asked me if you looked at the schedule, my answer was no, not really. And he said, like, the first 14 games, there's a Boston game in there, but you got Anaheim and you got Vancouver and you got, like, Detroit. And, like, there's an opportunity, like, to get off to a good start. No, it wasn't 14 games. It was 11, first 11 games, 22 points available. Paul said, you know, 14 points wouldn't be insane considering who they're playing if they're going to be better than everyone thinks. So, you know, let's see what happens.
Well, what was the number? Like, high 60s over under point total was high, like 69 points for them. 82 games. So 30 wins, 9 overtime losses, right? That leaves 43 regulation losses. 43-9. Remember this? I said, like, that doesn't sound so bad. And you and Joe were like, of course it does. Right. 69 points. Like, all right, I guess so. Because it's really, when I do the standings on the pregame or every day, you know, it's like you combine, that's the trick. It's the illusion of that record. It's 30 and 52.
About, right?
If you're a baseball team, you know, you're 60 and 100. That's awful, right? So you don't want to be 30, 43, and 9. But that's the line just about for these guys. If you're going to find 30 wins in there, it's not even good. Yeah, sure, let's beat Detroit a few times. And the other teams you said, Vancouver, Arizona. You know who starts in goal for Arizona tonight in their first game?
I most definitely do not.
Former Sabre. Josh knows it. Josh, will you just tell John Clayton he can go? I know you're having such a great time. He's in there talking. You can let him go and talk to us.
It's none other than Carter Hutton.
Carter Hutton starts.
Oh, right. I think he's still wearing number 42.
The opener.
I did know that he was there, and yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Wow.
You know, Anderson has had a very long career himself.
Yes, he has. I mean, he's 40.
You can admire him. He's 40. He played with Phil Housley.
Yeah.
Remember that? His first team, Anderson, It's back to Joe Ostrowski talking about Blackhawk teams when no one went to games. His career is coming full circle. And he was on a Chicago team that Phil Housley played on. Theo Fleury as well. You see what I did? Yes.
Yeah. Fleury was on that Chicago team too?
Odeline.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Come on. These are not people I remember. I barely remember Housley being on the Chicago Blackhawks. I definitely do not recall Fleury and Lyle Odeline playing there.
That's just a cool thing. Like, tonight's starting goalie for the Sabres was a teammate of Phil Housley's in the NHL. Yeah. That's a good one. And Housley would have been a teammate with somebody like Gilbert, right?
Oh, sure.
Then Gilbert would have been like Eddie Shack or something. And you can go from Eddie, is that the name I want?
Yeah, sure.
Eddie Shack to Anderson in like three jumps.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
In a certain way, sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It also is another way of saying the Sabres starting goaltender in the season opener is really old.
Well, he's young to me, but we're both in our 40s. So they introduce the players on opening night. And Eichel is on the team.
They're not introducing Jack Eichel.
They're not?
No.
They'll just pretend he's not on the team? Because they do introduce the injured guys.
Yes, they do. No, they are not going to introduce Jack Eichel.
Well, you might be right. I mean, I'm not sure, though.
I am.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just confident. I'm not sure. I don't know. I haven't talked to anybody that would tell me, but no. I mean, you can't do that. I mean, you could. I think you shouldn't do that. You better not do that. Don't do that. That's where I want to. Don't do that. I mean, usually you do that. I was watching last night, and I think I missed Austin Matthews. He was injured and did not play in the Leafs opener. But usually if they do that, the guy's there in street clothes and, like, on the bench with the coaches and the trainers and everybody else that they introduce. So I'm assuming that they're not going to have Jack Eichel in a suit. He doesn't exist to them.
Well, it's not the kind of thing like that. It's so serious where they would have to do it. You can do what you want.
Right. There's not a rule that says you have to introduce.
There's not a law that everybody has to be mentioned. So, yeah, you're probably right. But, you know, if you do introduce the injured guys, you should introduce all of them. But that's I'm not saying they really should. I just feel like, you know.
Yeah.
You're making an exception.
It's another way to just, you know, look at how screwed up this situation is.
Yeah. Really. Like, you wouldn't introduce Reinhardt.
No.
He's on Florida now. You traded him. He's gone. You would not introduce Reinhardt. Eichel is actually, you know, listed
still
here.
On the team. Yeah, that's right. He counts against their salary cap. That's as on the team as you can get.
That's pretty much right. I mean, you wouldn't introduce Christian Ehrhoff, who counts against their salary cap.
Right.
But
right.
You could also do that, I suppose.
That's right.
Emily Kaplan at ESPN on The Point is the name of the hockey show. And she said that there was almost an Eichel trade very recently that everybody involved thought it was going to happen. We did not ever get those, like, Elliot Friedman, Darren Dreger, heads up. But
movement, and then an hour later, bam!
Yeah, right, because those are almost like a lock when you see that. So we didn't get that. We didn't get the trade. But she said it was close and that five teams are still interested that would allow for Eichel to have the surgery he wants. So what that would mean for the Sabres in return, I don't know. Like, it sort of sounded like this is sort of a point. We're at a point where they just want to get it over with. I'm not sure I know that's not how they would put it. Well, I guess we'll see. You know, there'll be a trade at some point and we'll discuss, we'll evaluate it. But maybe something soon. I'm just bringing that up because maybe, like a lot of fans, stop thinking about it.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, we did hear, that timeline might even line up somewhat with the reporting that we did get from Darren Dreger from TSN, that, like, you know, there's medical records are being shared and, like, that we could have some movement or, you know, it was it was the most optimistic sounding any of those big reporter guys or women have sounded about a deal potentially since this all started. But we didn't get that, like you're describing, the, hey, you know, stay tuned or anything like that. But I wonder if that was around the same time. It sounds like if she's saying 5 days ago, I think that might be pretty close to when those that information was coming out about the medical records.
Pre-game comes your way at 6 and then 7 for the game. Sabres and Canadiens, game one of the season, game two Saturday afternoon at 1 against the Coyotes, who are back to those famous uniforms that they wore when they moved to Arizona. Like that, there's a word
the
I don't.
Kachina.
That's the word. Yeah, there's a word I don't know. It's like the Tom Petty songs. There's a word I didn't know that
you
guys
when you see
had it.
It.
Yeah. Kind of a fun look. All right, time out here. We'll be right back. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. WGR. Let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. Visit WGR550.com and look for the TRS Heating and Air Conditioning Intercept Your Heating Bills contest link. Then enter for a chance to win $1,200 toward your home heating bills this winter. At the end of the season, one lucky winner will be randomly selected from among all entries to win. Doug Farrar had a great stat on Brady. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think I did.
Tampa Bay at Philadelphia tonight. So, Brady, he is 7 touchdown passes away from having thrown more touchdown passes in his 40s than he threw in his 20s.
Oh, now that I'm hearing it, I did know that. Yeah, it's like a Petty song.
Okay, yes.
Sorry, I really tried hard. I just wanted to get that in. Yeah, one more. Sorry. Yeah, that's incredible.
Right?
Yeah. When does he start playing? Right? I mean, is he 22 when he's drafted? He was all 4 years at Michigan. So he maybe doesn't start playing until he's 23 or 24.
Right. He didn't play his first year.
Right.
In the NFL.
Well, all right. Yeah.
But,
it's still bananas that in his 40s, I mean, even if he start, you know, from 25 to 30, to have more touchdown passes from 40 to 44 is incredible.
The numbers are 167 touchdown passes in his 20s, 154 in his 40s. That's not 7 away. Well, I thought I saw 7 away, but he's closing in. I think it is 7. Maybe one of those numbers is wrong. Drew Brees, by the way, is 2nd among quarterbacks throwing touchdown passes in their 40s with 57. Still amazing.
Sure. Right.
Yep. Also
but
amazing.
It makes Brady all the more amazing that he's ahead by that much in his 40s.
Right. More than 100 or about 100. Also amazing. I have 10 different Eagles in starting fantasy lineups already this week as they play tonight. 10.
Wow.
I mean, nobody has 10 Eagles in their lineups.
No.
The Eagles have only slightly more, like 10, including 3 defensive players that I'm not even sure I could name. Derek Barnett, there's McLeod, a safety, and Gerald somebody, linebackers.
I don't have any Eagles, but then again, I only have one team. We had Jalen Reagor, but I ended up ditching him for something else. I had to make a move.
Probably a good move. Yeah. Who is the only player in the NFL through 5 weeks to be top 12 in fantasy points every week so far at his position? I'll give you a hint. He's playing tonight.
Oh, okay. Brady?
Jalen Hurts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I you know what? I saw that. I did see that earlier this week. All right. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Right. Murray didn't do anything last week. They didn't do much on offense. Like, I was just dismissing guys as I went, and I thought of Cooper Kupp, but no. But,
right. That, yeah. You know, Cooper Kupp, there must have been one.
Yep.
Maybe that was last week, actually, the Seattle game. I'm not sure, because he's been great.
Oh, yeah. He had a dog meat game. Yeah.
One big pass late kind of saved him a little bit, but maybe not top 12. Next, it is the first pregame show of the regular season. Sabres and Canadiens tonight. Paul Hamilton will join us to discuss the game from the arena. Stay tuned. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!